spooky, spooky session. This is your reading for Wednesday, March 27th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be in the stories. Today, I'm using Tarot of the Divine. All right, so let's get into it. The theme card is the reversed Page of Wands. The keywords here are haste, impatience, boredom, or lacking fresh ideas. The tool card is the reversed Nine of Wands, which is rigidity, and refusing to compromise. The obstacle is the Eight of Swords. We had this as our theme yesterday. So same feelings of trapped, restriction, that type of stuff. The underscore is the King of Pentacles, which is fake it till you make it. That's the easiest way to put it. The moon face is waning gibbous, as it will be for the rest of the week. This is the time to prune yourself of bad habits and negative thinking. All right, let's put the whole thing together here. The shitty readings continue. I'm sorry to say, but that's what it is. So the theme card today suggests that there's a bit of spinning wheels, that projects that have been a lot of planning and a lot of effort has gone into them. They're just not catching on. They might start, but they're not really going anywhere productive. So the implication is that because these projects are not going anywhere, it might be time to start thinking about doing something else. Which brings the tool card into play. This one is that of a person who does not want to change, doesn't want to try anything new. I think this is what's the definition of insanity? You know that one? So this isn't passionate persistence. It's stubbornness and willful ignorance. So to frame this into a tool position, I think, is self-awareness. It's the awareness of these characteristics and behaviors that enables us to break them. Our theme being feelings of being stuck and unable to progress, our tool is the awareness to break out of our stubborn insistence to continue. The major pitfall that we're looking at here is pessimism and hopelessness and a little bit of cowardice, and I'll put them together in a second. So it's difficult. I can attest to this personally. I'm sure you've had plenty of your own experiences that admitting we're wrong is not easy. It's not easy to admit that we've made mistakes, that we've been like a sunk cost fallacy. We've been spending so much time, resources, effort, pouring ourselves into a project that's failing or has already failed, and we just won't admit it. So that's what the obstacle card is, that feeling of like, woe is me, victimhood, feeling, or maybe it's feigned, maybe it's not, but feeling helpless and looking for something to blame anywhere and everywhere else except yourself. So this is what I mean by cowardice. Like, don't be drawn into this cowardice. Hold your head up high and fucking own your mistakes. A personal pillar, it's a major part of my life outlook, is that if I'm not right about something, then I'm learning something new. I'll be better for the experience if I try something, you know, something that's kind of similar that I can use, that the lessons learned, and I'll be better for the knowledge that I gained from having made a mistake. I think the underscore here fits pretty perfectly with faking it till you make it. I think that the idea here is to project a sense of, yeah, I fucked up, so what? And then I'm on to the next. The experience is behind me, and I'm moving on to something else, and you're not feeling or seeming outwardly to be too emotional about it. I think that's the takeaway we have from our underscore and all of this. So with the moon phase, this is the perfect time within the moon, like the moon, this particular time of the moon phase is cutting that like super cowardly, really shitty way of thinking out of your mind and out of your life in general. What's the, if you haven't seen it, check out, you could find it on YouTube just to get the particular monologue in Rocky VI. I call it Rocky VI. I'm not calling it Rocky Balboa, but in Rocky VI, Rocky has the interaction with his son, and they're like arguing, and then, you know, Rocky has the monologue about, you know, nothing hits as hard as life. You start somewhere along the way, you let somebody put a finger in your face and say that you're no good, and then you start to believe it, and then you start looking for something else to blame, and that's what cowards do. You're better than that. So that's the message I'm giving you here. You're better than that. Whatever mistakes you might have made, you know, like whatever this effort was, it's fine. Everybody fucks up. I do it all the time. I'm pretty good at it. So with that, the stone for the day is a yellow jasper. What it is best used for is to foster feelings of courage and fostering your willpower. And it also bolsters senses of mental clarity and self-worth. So, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, there you go. You can use one of those. I forgot to ask or forgot to mention about the what's your choice? Did you bake the cookies and you didn't give any to your neighbor? Well, what was your question today? Should I give the leftover cookies to my neighbors? Well, the coin flip is a yes. So you should go give your neighbor some cookies. I can't bake for shit. I always give my neighbor salsa. I make pretty good salsa. just a little bit of info about me behind the scenes. I have it's not patented, but I do have a trademarked recipe. So I'm very serious about my salsa. All right. If you want to see how I do all of this, patreon.com, look us up, LVX Media Net, the Ooky Spooky tier. I publish a video every Friday or Saturday, just whenever I get to it. And it's a video of how I put all of this together. It's a little bit of a ritual. A lot more goes into this than just, you know, picking a rock out of a pile and, you know, shuffling a deck of cards. There's a lot. I put a lot more into it than that to try to make this like the best experience possible. So if you want to see how that works, you know, go check it out. Questions, comments, concerns, 833 Lux Pods. Call or text. Go straight to voicemail if you want to do that. If you want your audio cut in. Otherwise, yeah, socials, LVX Media Net everywhere. If you can't find it, we're not on it. Huh. Well, I'm really hopeful. It's been a really shitty week. Oh, I wonder if it's... I'm hopeful it can get better. I mean, where else can we go but up, right? Who knows? Maybe if I give the spirits some salsa, maybe they'll fucking give us better cards. All right. Yep, I'm going to get out of here. So I'll see you next time. Same ooky time, same spooky place.